Dr. Ricardo Aguiar at UT Health Science Center School of Medicine for 4 years has been working under a grant from the Velker Fund to develop lymphoma treatments that are more effective and less toxic. Aguiar's team first discovered that elevated levels of the molecule microRNA-155 deplete the important retinoblastoma gene, or RB, that stops cancer cells from growing.
RB is there to make sure that this cell with broken DNA does not become cancer. So RB is the checkpoint. RB is present, the cell with broken DNA stops, and we either fix the DNA or the cell dies.
Pushing that discovery forward, Aguiar's research moved into ways to get rid of some of the molecules of microRNA-155.
And that's what we are working on now. It does not matter if the cancer has already developed. You still can act on it. So we have, for example, cell line models in the lab, cells from patients that had cancer, and the microRNA-155 is highly expressed in these cells. If we suppress microRNA-155, the cell becomes less aggressive.
The final phase of the study is a year of testing on mice with the hope of starting clinical trials in another 1 to 2 years. Aguiar says the process could translate to other blood cancers, including myeloma and leukemia. Eileen Pace, Texas Public Radio News.